The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com and phone lines here at 530-605-4567. Today, the last day of September.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina is in there. Good morning.
Very good morning.
Poking fun at her boss.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Okay, now, this is not her fault, but let me tell you. I said, I want you to look up Kris Kristofferson music. And she's looking at me, and I said, Kris Kristofferson. And she says, what's the music? I said, well, it's me and Bobby McGee and Sunday Morning Coming Down. She goes, okay. Well, she'd never heard of Kris Kristofferson.
Oh.
And so she's trying to spell it with a C.
Yes. Oh,
and
okay.
She's going in there going, I can't find this guy. So anyway, but you found him now.
Yes, I did. And I actually heard him, but I just know how to spell the
K. Yeah.
He's been around. Well, he was around forever. He passed on Saturday. He was 88 years old. You know, I mean, what a
legend.
What a legend, a talent. Did you know he was an Oxford? He was an Oxford
Rhodes Scholar.
Rhodes Scholar?
Rhodes Scholar.
Okay,
I mean,
yeah, went to Oxford.
What does it take to become a Rhodes Scholar?
Yeah, and had been assigned by the Army, because he was in the Army as a helicopter pilot, to teach English at West Point.
Mm.
And he got there, and he resigned his commission and went to Nashville to write songs.
Right.
So, and
he had
his dad was a general in the Army.
Wow.
And his mom was a very well-known art dealer. Mm-hmm. You know. And they kind of disowned him because he said, I lived a pretty tacky life for several years there. So, anyway.
Well, you think about, I know we need to get on with the weather and everything, but you think about, like, there's when somebody makes a choice and they have this promising future. It's like a position, everything that the family is.
Yeah.
The golden child. You've done the, I mean, a Rhodes Scholar. I mean, West Point, the best of the best, the brightest of the brightest. Mm-hmm. And then you decide to go into, like, what they call, like, the Johnny Cash when he went to the cave. He went down to a place where his family disowned him, but he had this calling in his soul for his art and was willing to risk it all. So I think some of the great, great masterpieces that we have on our planet, songs that have been written, orchestrations, movements, art in any form usually comes from a place of pain. It doesn't come from a place of happiness. It comes from a place of pain, then maybe happiness to inspire. But it's interesting. No pain, no gain. It's the truth of
everything.
Of everything. So, and you know what? We're all kind of, I mean, I think America right now is going through, it's very interesting. I'll talk about this later.
A painful
phase.
Well,
we are going through, it depends on how, what you want to do, what one wants to do, in order to find the place of light, you know, because we turn on the news in the morning and you know, our hearts bleed for what's going on in Tennessee and North Carolina and
Asheville, North Carolina,
yes,
which is kind of like the gateway up there to the Smoky Mountains, is just
destroyed. We pray for those people because it is somewhat like the catastrophe of Katrina. Towns completely flattened, taken out. And I think of, you know, the people
there's a dam in Tennessee.
Yes.
That's threatening to break.
Yeah.
And they're really worried about that too. And I mean, 100 people dead. I mean, there's, you know, people are trying to get the electricity back on. It looks like right now the cellular service is back up for a couple of the carriers there. But still, It's just devastated.
I mean, on the news this morning, of course, like you're saying, there's a cry for help and the stuff that they need. And so in our great American states, you know, we have a tendency, you know, like when we're devastated by fires, people come from all over the world to help fight the fires. And that's usually when we have catastrophic things in Redding.
Yeah.
Necessarily in Southern California because they experienced floods and rain and a lot of stuff this year. And here it's happening on the East Coast. So our prayers, we'll cover that. We ask for you to pray as well. We're going to talk a little bit about
donations.
Yes.
If you're going to make a donation, there's going to be scams going everywhere. Go to the Red Cross. The Red Cross. They are there. And if you're going to donate to the Red Cross. There's, like I said, people will take advantage of this and steal money meant for the people that need help right now.
Well, we've seen several scams just here in the last 6 years with the shutdown of the government and, people trying to find monies as to whether during COVID, you know, businesses suffering, et cetera.
Billions were scammed away by people, including prisoners in jails. We're taking thousands of dollars getting the COVID funds.
Mm.
Excuse me.
68 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you on this Monday morning? We do have some joyful things to talk about, but let's give you a little update with the weather. 97 will be our highs today. The temperatures are calling for a hot day. Low overnight lows, clear skies with 70. Went out this morning for a walk, saw those beautiful stars. We've got clear skies, and it's beautiful. 5 o'clock in the morning, you can still see that we've got just a little bit of a crest of a moon and stars. Tomorrow calls for 101. Are you ready? Short sleeve shirt, still in t-shirts and shorts in the weather. 68 tomorrow night. Wednesday calls for an even 100 degrees hot as well. And as we progress to Thursday, 97 and Friday, 95. So there's the beginning of our October.
Triple digits.
We say this all the time, to take the path. I mean, the kids are coming in November during the Marine Corps Ball, which is November 10th. You know, do we take the path? You know, I know that sounds ridiculous, but like how much, here we are, we are still enjoying the beautiful outside weather.
But not just during the day. It's in the evenings or in the morning.
When you've got 70 and 65 and 68 degree nighttimes, those are beautiful for a nighttime stroll to go across the bridge. You know, we've had just such an active weekend this last weekend of September.
Is brought to you by.
Absolutely, by our friends. And they did a wonderful donation for the event that we went to on Saturday night, which was the Justice Crab Feed. You know,
Justice League Crab, not League.
Yeah, Justice Crab Feed. That's what it was just called, Justice Crab Feed. National Weather Service brings us this report, which is brought to you by our friends in Anderson. That's Shasta Gas Propane. They are wonderful, owned by the Kinney family. If you hear the commercials here on KCNR, you'll know that this is third generation. They don't want to sell to corporate. They love their model. They want to be able to serve the community the way they want to serve the community, which is you. So if you're looking for discounts, we're going into the winter seasons, believe it or not, where you may be using propane and depend on a little bit more with maybe the weather is a little havoc, you need to have your backup there. So we've got Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Well, Carl, you want to talk a little bit about the events that happened this weekend and what happened this last week?
We went to the Justice Crab Feed, and it was an event put on to combat sex trafficking. Last year, this was their second year for it. It was a wonderful event. There were tons of silent auction, raffle prizes, and the live auction. And this money is going to combat sex trafficking right here in Redding and across the world. They helped last year in Cambodia. They rescued 55 children from sex trafficking. They had 5 people put in jail. And we have a problem right here in Redding. And so that money is going, some of the money is going to come back here to help reach out. They've got teams on the street helping to find these kids and to rescue them. So God, it was a good event.
And God bless all those volunteers.
Oh,
my
gosh.
They had, you know, this is the first time. We always go to the One Safe Place crab feed, and we've been to three or four, but this is only the second year. They were sold out, they did a beautiful job because they, you know, it wasn't just, but the volunteers that were there were just really on a mission. I felt the mission of the volunteer. Did you?
Yeah, they truly, I really believe that they truly believed in what was going on.
Yes.
There. The people there at the crab feed were a very eclectic group of people, and the auctioneer,
and
we've got to take a break here, but the auctioneer comes up, and you have never heard anybody like this auctioneer. He was, I've heard some good auctioneers. We have good ones right here in town,
right.
Lee Luft and many others, but this guy comes up wearing a cowboy hat. He looks like a piece of bacon in the fact that's how lean he was,
yes.
You know, and he starts off, and he is just killing it, and we find out. He's 15 years old.
15. We got to find his name. I didn't catch his name. So
and so when they talked to him, they said, "Hey, let's meet for lunch." He goes, "Well, I have to find out if I can do that."
I'm sorry, sir. He said,
"I can't drive."
I can't
yet.
Drive.
And so his mom came on the phone and said, "Yeah, well, we can get him there." And they said, "Can he handle this?" And mom says, "Well, he handled the L.A. County Fair last week, so I think he can handle this." So. It was he's like a prodigy. Can you have a prodigy when it comes to auctioning?
Yes, I would think.
Anyway,
yeah.
We need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Community Calendar.
Won't you find, and I trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday. Holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left for me.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience matters, family matters. Mary Rickert served on the Shasta County Mental Health, Alcohol, and Drug Advisory Board and has been active in the National Alliance for Mental Illness for decades. She's advocated for medically assisted treatment in our jail system and understands the challenges of mental health and substance use. A vote for Mary Rickert on November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County. A common sense conservative. Experience and family matter.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Aksum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Aksum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses spread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Shasta College invites you to their annual Community Day on the Farm, a free family-focused event on Saturday, October 5th from 9 to 1 at the Shasta College Farm. Enjoy hayrides, a petting zoo, children's crafts, and face painting, along with demonstrations of farm equipment. Tour the farm and see the amazing work of Shasta College students firsthand. There will be a fall plant sale featuring plants from the Native Plant Society and the Shasta College Horticulture Department. For more information, contact Lemoyne White at lwaite@shastacollege.edu.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Roll me up and smoke me when I die. And if anyone don't like it, just look them in the eye. I didn't come here and I ain't leaving, so don't sit around and cry. Just roll me up and smoke me when I die.
Another Kris Kristofferson song. Boom, just cut it off there. Okay, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And it's the last day of September, 7:20 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We have Community Calendar with Anne Marie, brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane in Reading. And you can reach them at 530-224-2345.
Oh, okay. Unfortunately, Anne Marie is still not on the line. She will call us back. Sorry for interrupting.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, you know what? Sometimes there's interruptions. She's calling from her cell phone. There could be, you know, interruption.
President Joe Biden's administration is allowing up to 650,000 criminal migrants and suspects, including at least 13,000 migrant murderers and 222,000 migrants facing criminal charges, to roam through American communities. The data says among those not in detention, 425,000 convicted criminals. And it said the number of non-citizens on ICE docket convicted or charged with a crime as of July, there was 662,000, and which of those 435,000 are convicted criminals. An additional 221,000 undetained migrants are facing criminal charges, including 1,845 homicide charges, even though the agency is choosing not to use all of its 41,000 detention beds. 15,000 migrant criminals are in jail. The jail population includes 277 migrant murderers and 51 who are facing murder charges. 17,000 found guilty or charged with sexual offenses. The non-citizens terminus refers to illegals, overstays, and green card holders, all whom can be deported if the administration officials assign resources to do it. So, this is pretty serious. You know, I have that many going through here. Okay. Anne Marie, good morning. Hello, Anne Marie.
Good morning, and
good Monday morning, everyone.
Good morning, and it's Anne Marie giving us our community calendar, brought to you by
Siskiyou Insurance.
That's right.
Located on Mistletoe Drive.
So let's hear what's going on this week in the North State.
You got it. Well, this past weekend we checked out the Honeybee Festival in Palisadro, and that was a lot of fun. And just like last weekend, there are more festivals happening this weekend. In fact, there is a lot happening. But as we begin, there has been a request from the lady that does the Veterans Connect at the Reading Library for some needed supplies for our local veterans. Judy has reached out with a need for playing cards, crocheted hats, paracord bracelets, keychains, bike locks, notepads, pencils, and pens. Donations can be dropped off at the Veterans Connect event on Tuesday from 10 a.m. to noon at the Reading Library located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. Also, Stillwater Cat Haven in Anderson has put out a call for needed funding. You can find out more information on the Stillwater Cat Haven Facebook page. Wednesday night, October 2nd, check out FM Flyby as part of the Sunset River Jam Concert Series, taking place at Anderson River Park and beginning at 5 p.m. This concert series is free to attend. The annual Hawes Farms Fall Festival will kick off Thursday, October 3rd, and will run Thursday, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., Friday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Historic Hawes Farms, located at 6465 Deschutes Road in Anderson. Enjoy barnyard animals, pumpkin patch, corn maze, the train, and a variety of activities for the kiddos. For tickets or more information, visit historichawsfarm.com. This fall festival will run Thursdays through Sundays every weekend in October. First Fridays in downtown Reading will take place on Friday, October 4th, with activities kicking off at 5 p.m. Look for live music, special promotions, and more. Additional information and the event flyer can be found at vivadowntownreading.org. Now, there are several events happening within this month's First Fridays in Downtown Reading. One of them includes a free Downtown Fall Festival, 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., presented by the Shasta County Arts Council and Shasta Historical Society. The event will offer live music, trick-or-treating, and the Shasta Historical Society will host a haunted history walk that will visit several iconic locations. There are two walk times to choose from, 5 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Space is limited. For more information, visit the Shasta Historical Society on Facebook and also check out Shasta County Arts Council on Facebook. The annual Stillwater Powwow, presented by Reading Rancheria, will take place October 4th through 6th. This family-friendly event is free to attend and will feature Native American cuisine, arts and crafts, and traditional singing, drumming, and dance. The Stillwater Powwow will take place at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, and grand entry, open to the public, will be Friday evening, 7 p.m., and again Saturday, 1 p.m. and 7 p.m., and also Sunday at 1 p.m. For more information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. There will be a blowout book sale Saturday, October 5th at the Reading Library from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. Bring a paper bag and fill it with books for sale for only $5. This event is being presented by the Friends of the Shasta County Libraries. The Palisadro Volunteer Fire Company will host their annual taco feed on Saturday, October 5th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a dine-in or drive-through option. A two-taco plate with beans and rice is $12 for adults and $7 for children. Tickets can be purchased through their website, palisadrofire32.org. The Palisadro Volunteer Fire Station 32 is located at 9418 Deschutes Road in Palisadro. Some other events happening this weekend. There's actually more than I can fit into this segment. The Shasta Gem and Mineral Society 69th Annual Gem Show, Saturday and Sunday at the Anderson Fairgrounds, 1890 Brig Street, free admission to attend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. Check them out on Facebook for more details. Shasta College will present their Community Day on the Farm, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday at 11555 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. This is a free event for the entire family with hay rides, petting zoo, face painting, and more. For more information, visit Shasta College on Facebook. The NorCal Think Pink 5K walk/run will take place Saturday starting at 8:30 a.m. at the Sundial Bridge Arboretum Loop Trail. For tickets or to register, visit norcalthinkpink.org. Also Saturday, you can check out Oktoberfest at Tiger Field from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., located at 1000 West Cypress Avenue in Reading. This is a fundraising event for folks 21 and older, with proceeds going to benefit Reading Colt 45's collegiate baseball team. This event is being hosted by the Exchange Club of Reading, and you can find ticket and event information on their Facebook page. And finally, the Manton Apple Festival will be taking place Saturday, October 5th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Look for over 100 craft booths, live music, locally grown apples, treats, and pies. This event will take place on school grounds at the Manton Elementary School. More information about this Apple Festival and directions can be found at mantonapple.com. And that is just a sample of events taking place this week.
We're being overrun, Anne-Marie, by the number of events happening. And, you know, the
it's
big
fall,
one.
Folks.
Well, yes, guess what? And we've got the Reading Arts Council coming on after this break. Where we get to talk about the Fall Festival. We'll go into detail about that. But we can't thank you enough, Anne-Marie. We know we do this. You do this with us on KCNR, partner with us for your pure passion of being involved in the North State. So if you ever see Anne-Marie on the street, and you can't miss her, she's such a great personality, say thank you.
I'm the short one.
Yeah, well, no, you've got...
That's bubbling.
Yeah, and so thank you so much for, you know, for the reach out.
You guys got it. Have a great week.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
You too.
And
thank you.
The community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. And their phone number is 530-224-2345 for offers home, auto, commercial liability, and surety bonds in Northern California. Siskiyou Insurance. And we'll be right back.
I don't know the answer to the easy way she opened every door in my mind, but dreaming was as easy as believing it was never gonna end.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. I'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
He's a picker, he's a prophet, he's a pusher. He's a pilgrim and a preacher and a problem.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Chris Christopherson passed this weekend. He was 88 years old.
Icon, a great icon, yeah. to several of our...
Wrote so many. Gosh.
I want to say iconic again, but music through the fabric of our lives. I mean, I know that's... Somebody wrote the song about the fabric of our lives. What was his name again? I can see his face. We actually performed with him in Vegas. Polanka. He wrote a song that has the fabric of our lives, but it's so true. If you ever see Billy Joel, if you see Elton John, you have no idea. And there's this stuff that cut like or Eagles. It comes through your body like, oh, my God. And you flash through... like a sensory thing that happens about, like a movie of what happened in your life during that time. So Chris Christopherson is, you know, God bless his heart and to his family as well. But what a crazy, amazing, I've seen him several times.
Well, we saw him here in Redding.
Yes.
He was down at the Cascade Theater.
And
he was, you know, he was getting up there, but right? He was, his voice hasn't changed. Mm-hmm. And, it was a great event that evening.
Saw him in Nashville. He was a great songwriter. We loved him when he was with the Highwaymen as well as, Wind River. He was at, and that was a really great, intimate moment to see him in the Wind River Ballroom up and close.
Hey, Simpson University is having their annual golf classic, which is a fundraiser for Simpson Athletics. October 11th at Riverview Golf Course. It includes a tri-tip lunch, Nike polo shirt, a golf hat, a Pro V sleeve of golf balls, and much more. Silent auction and a shotgun start at 8 a.m.
When is this?
This is going to be October 11th. That's next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend. And you need to contact Rob Harley at 417 area code 459-7927 or email rharley@simpsonu.edu.
I think we played in that one year. Remember how cold it was and they had to put off starting for about an hour because was it Gold Hills? Oh, was it Gold Hills? And it was so cold with the frost. Remember that? We were all like, we're not ready for this. We didn't have gloves or, because the weather was like this, and then it changed in that day, on that day. And we played like it changed. Anyway, welcome back. We are really excited. We've got two wonderful guests with us this morning. You know, when we talk about people who really put their blood and guts into helping to grow our beautiful Shasta County. That's the Shasta County Arts Council. And there's an event coming up. And with us today is Gabriel Leet and Rachel Newman. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
All right. So smiles on your faces. Let's start with you, Gabriel. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay.
And what your position or what you do within the Arts Council.
Well, I'm actually with Shasta Historical Society.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, and
which is still part of it, but
absolutely, yeah. So I'm a development and marketing manager for Shasta Historical Society, and we basically. We do a lot of research for people. We try to get history out to people, and including for our fall festival that we're talking about today, we're going to do a haunted history walking tour, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got two times, and that's at 5 o'clock and then at 6:30, and the 6:30 is actually pretty much booked out already. We have two slots left for 6:30.
Wow. So you're walking around. Is it just downtown?
Yeah, it's
you know, car, you can just walk on it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, it's just a walking tour. It's not very long. It's the stretches from Cascade Theater over to the Shasta County Arts Council building and then two stops in between. We're doing that with Paranormal Triage, and they are a paranormal investigative group.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, that is just amazing.
We're going to have them on.
Yeah, because how interesting, first of all, they're going to tell you, what, like in 1890s, I mean, because let's face facts. I mean, this was a gold mining.
Yes.
Silver mining.
Yes.
All kinds of.
Lumber industry.
Yes.
We had the Shasta Dam influx.
Yes.
And there was a lot of, you know, brothels.
Oh, yeah.
And
well, that's what happened when you look at any of them. We visited a place in Arizona, and the richest woman in all of the valley was a brothel owner.
Sure.
And so we found it fascinating, you know, because it was, what town was that? Up in the hills, Carl?
It was up in, Sedona.
It was Arizona.
Yeah. Oh, fun.
It's not Bisbee. It
anyway,
was.
The point is, well. Is that most of, you know, we call them soiled doves. There's a book called Soiled Doves.
She was the richest person in Northern California, richest woman in Northern Arizona,
yes.
I should say.
That's amazing. 'Cause I'm sure in those days, as we know, that a lot of things were, if you couldn't afford it, you gave them part of your land, part of your mind.
Right.
You couldn't pay for things, and so she virtually became a bank. So anyway, those same kind of stories happen with what it is to settle a town.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's just great to see the transformation of this town as well. It's the downtown area has become so beautiful, and there's so many fun, rich things to do, including this fall festival.
So. All right, so let's go on to Rachel. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, I know. I've seen your face around.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us a little bit about your involvement and who you are. What brings you to Shasta Arts Council?
I work for the Shasta County Arts Council. I am the media marketing graphics designer over there. I also kind of dabble and events, as you can tell, here
yes.
I am. So just really our goal is enlivening our downtown area. You know, there's been a lot of change, and it's beautiful, and we just want people to come down, have community, show it off a little bit. So we're really excited. We have many, many businesses from the downtown who are participating, and they're all small, locally owned people who live in our community.
Yeah.
Do you know what just crossed my mind, and I'm sure you've done it before, and this is just exploring here, we've got to take a break in a few minutes, is to get like Red Bluff and Cottonwood and some of those other towns to get their historical society to come up here and do this kind of cultural exchange about and having them just for note for next year, have them do that walk.
Yes.
Bring them up and invite them to do this fall festival.
The history walk and also the haunted history walk. We have two of them.
Okay, so. You have two of them. And they can sign up where?
They go to Shasta County Arts Council, but they can just send me an email if they want to RSVP themselves a position there. It is Gabriel, G-A-B-R-I-E-L, at ShastaHistorical.org.
Okay, and we're going to have you come on another time. Well, we've got more time just about some of the history here in Shasta County. We have a lot of people that are driving their kids to school. They listen in the car. And they get little snippets, so it's kind of interesting. But we're hitting home right now about the fall festival. Rachel, I've got a couple more minutes before the break. Let's hear about this downtown fall festival.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of, like I said, local businesses. There's going to be trick-or-treating. We have a band that's going to be on our brand-new Whistle Stop Park stage right here downtown.
And the band is?
Robin Montgomery and the Moonflower Band. And I have actually not heard them, but I've heard so much great things. And I know they played in Whiskey Town a couple weekends ago, and I just heard great things about them.
Great title. Love their name, band.
And this is free. You don't have to pay to get in. You know, you just walk around downtown. There are so many places are having like specials and coupons and informational booths.
Right.
And it's just going to be a great time, and everything will be free. So don't worry about that. If you want the map, we do have a map for those who want to follow along and see what all is going on. And you can download that from the Shasta County Arts Council website. At the top, there's a link that says Fall Festival. And if you click on it, you can download the map there.
Right. So give us some more. Got one more minute for the break.
One more minute.
yeah, it's a beautiful, by the way. You said that you do the graphics?
Yes.
Good for you. They look great.
There. The Arts Council building, we're in the Old City Hall. We were built in 1907. We're going to be part of Gabriel's little history tour. We actually hosted Paranormal Triage a few weekends ago. They came in and they shot a bunch of video and did their little investigation thing for a couple hours. And we're going to have that video playing in the lobby of the Arts Council, hopefully, on during the Fall Festival. So if you're not doing the tour, but you want to kind of see what they got for our building, you can sit down and see that.
Oh, I'm sure there's lots in your building.
Oh, I'm sure is, too. Our building was built in 1902.
Yeah.
And it was by Chauncey Bush, the father of Reading. And so, yeah, it was our first post office, our first standalone post office in Redding, California.
Did you know that, Carl? I mean, that's just a wonderful history right
that.
There.
Yeah.
You know, some of these buildings have had so many facelifts, changes. Of course, we know about Jack's.
We know a little bit about Jack's.
And, you know, but that's only one.
Yeah. Jack's is the longest standing restaurant in Reading in one location. So they are, forever and a day they've been there serving the same steaks, and everybody knows about the bullet hole in the back of the store, back of the,
Don't know about it.
Oh, well, if you go in and ask, this is what I would recommend.
Okay.
Go in and ask, and they'll tell you the story and maybe show you the bullet hole.
Oh, okay. And have a martini.
Okay.
One Oliver three with the bullet hole.
Let's take a quick break. Hey, you need a change in your TV entertainment? Now's the time to call B&T Satellite and get up to a $200 gift card for making the change to DISH. Call the guys at B&T Satellite. This is a locally owned, locally operated company, a veteran-owned company, Doug Tooley, and get signed up and receive your up to $200 gift card. Give them a call at 530-241-3474. They're standing by at 9 o'clock. Just give them a call, 530-241-3474. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Don't call the 800 number. That's B&T Satellite, and we'll be right back.
Okay, so what's the farm?
Inside home, wishing, Lord, that I was stone. Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of life.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Vaughn. We're playing Kris Kristofferson music today. He passed away on Saturday.
He lived, if I'm not mistaken, one of the stories I have that's probably third or fourth, you know, separations away. He lived in Hawaii with his family, and some friends, I guess, knew of some friends of his kids, or they were friends with his kids, and they said he was just the most down-to-earth. You know, when I did the Golden Boots Awards, where you and I met down in L.A., he was one of the recipients. And just, you know, to see people in the green room and just the kind of persona, and he was just an everyday guy. Gorgeous. You couldn't help but get riveted by his presence. He really had that presence, you know. You know, when people stand still because it's like they're in awe, he had that presence. Mm-hmm. You know.
Hey, we are here with the Art Council and the Shasta Historical Society and with Gabriel and Rachel. And there's a lot of events going on here. And, you know, the Shasta County Arts Council has been around for ever.
1981.
All right. Yeah. Going strong.
Yeah.
And but the Shasta, and how long has the Shasta Historical Society?
Since 1930.
Yeah.
You got a feat.
Yeah, Gabriel, that's great.
Yeah.
So let's use these last minutes to talk. Okay, we're going to talk about right now. We're promoting the Downtown Fall Festival. Let's really drive home the date.
October 4th. So it is taking place on First Friday downtown. If you have come downtown First Fridays, you're a little bit familiar with what we do down here. We're just trying to make it a little bit extra this year to kick off fall. We have just a huge following of sponsors that made this thing possible so we could make everything.
Let's talk about the sponsors. They need a shout out.
Yes. Choose Reading is one of our sponsors. If you are coming into Reading to do a little hiking, come to the festival, whatever, go to Choose Reading. You can book your lodging there.
All right.
And also we have Gather Downtown as one of our sponsors.
Which is a great store, by the way, that's got all the, we call them little kiosks or I don't know how many, maybe there's 50 or 30. I don't even know, but when we think about some homemade, vintage, new, very interesting little tchotchke artwork and everything, we Gather Downtown, we need to really promote them more because that is an everything kind of one and all in one store.
It is a fantastic store, and it's also a stop on the Haunted History walking tour.
You were saying that's got some history to it.
Yes, it does.
So I haven't gotten the chills in that store. There's been a few places that talk to me, but
many of the employees talk about what happens in that store when people aren't around. So
Woo.
It's very, very interesting. It's going to be very fun to see. And I also want to mention Native Daughters of the Golden West. They're also a sponsor, and they are also going to be volunteering at the Fall Festival.
Okay.
And they will be wearing blue vests, and hopefully some of them will be. It's going to be hot, so we're not expecting them to dress up necessarily, but they can. They have the ability to dress up in the turn of the 1800s.
Yeah. So Native Daughters of the Golden West represent. They have to show obviously that they come from the lineage of somebody who settled here.
California.
Okay.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave is another one of our sponsors, and there's a lot of ick going around. Me and Gabriel both had caught it this last week.
Yes, right.
So they actually have a healing cave, and when I popped in there to drop off her poster, she offered me a little bit of healing for that. So if you are getting
fantastic,
go hop in there and get a little feel better.
I think everybody, she's been on our show, and we've done some sponsoring with her, but I think that that also, when you think about your bag of tricks of what you need to pull out when you feel the gunk coming on, because everybody's got it.
Yes.
And if you've got kids or you're wearing a gazillion events, of course, you know, you just never know. So that's also something that's interesting. On this walk, you'll get to know about a downtown business that you need to know about, healing.
Yes, and all these businesses are doing trick-or-treating. So just bring your kids on down.
Oh, that's great.
Get a little treat.
And we also have pumpkins for the kids as well.
Oh, you do?
Yes, little pumpkins.
Okay, so the Post Office Saloon is also on this walk, and you said that they're going to be trick-or-treating there. You can go online, folks, to ShastaArtsCouncil.org and see the map. And to let's shop around the corner books. Let's hear about that store.
That is the cutest store. I don't know if you've ever seen
Never
the movie.
Never been in. Yeah.
You've got mail. It has
Carl needs to do that. He loves his
that
books.
That movie. The little bookstore is called Shop Around the Corner, and I'm a book.
Yes,
lover,
so is Carl. So. He loves it.
And Amber there is just amazing.
Okay, so where is that located? We can look on the map and see, but where?
It's basically right across from the IOOF building.
Okay. Okay. Oh, IOOF is going to be on your walk, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. You got a baby boutique?
Yes, Shenanigans Baby Boutique, which is next door to the Art Hunger across the street there. She also has an event space that she just opened up.
Really?
Yeah, and she does little cute, like, tea parties for kids and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That oh, my
adorable.
Gosh. I'm not sure a lot of people know about that. That's something you'll learn on this walk as well. Cask and Cleaver.
They are like a charcuterie cheese shop, and they have the most amazing cheese, like, I don't know if you've ever seen that meme that goes around, like, if you want to entice a woman, give her a piece of cheese. And, like, it's true.
Yeah, they also make these little pepperoni roses.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Like a little charcuterie.
Yeah.
You put that together and bring that to somebody's house.
All this is downtown right here. And these are, a lot of these are new businesses. And some of them have been around for a while, but a lot of them are new. A baby boutique. I mean, I don't know of any other around here.
Yeah, that's a fantastic store, too, as well. That's right across from the IOF as well. I do want to talk about Miriam and Reciproca. They are having a fashion show upstairs in the IOF building.
Okay.
And they will be they'll be hosting basically a dignitary from Africa, and they will also have a band upstairs in the IOF building. There is a suggested donation of $30, and it's going to be a fantastic show as well, and it is a part of our fall festival.
And so she's who's the designer? Several designers? What kind of?
Several designers. She's not the designer. She has a nonprofit that actually helps people in need.
Okay.
And so she was the one who was able to put all this group together.
Okay.
And we decided that it would be more important that they get paid for that.
Yes.
And so we hope that people will give them a proper donation.
Wonderful. Yeah. Okay. Now, where is Janine's Jewelry?
That one is kind of over by the post office across from the little street on there on the left, I believe. I actually haven't been in that one. That's another one that I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this was there, but
it's
now I'm definitely going to have to go in.
Oh, there's wonderful little surprises downtown. That's just a stone's throw from where we are. And, you know, you get busy and you go to your haunts, but this gives you a whole opportunity to sip, take your kids, trick or treat, and see these shops.
Yes.
Yep.
Going to be a ton of fun.
Well, good. Maybe everybody will be down there instead of coming to our door.
No, but this is on October 4th.
That's a little bit early. But see, kids should only have so much candy.
Yeah, and finally, The Farm. Can you share with us what that business is?
They are, I believe, I am not sure. I think they do a lot of like.
This is out of Shasta College.
Meat.
Yeah, they do. They do local is meats, grass fed. Yeah.
Wait a minute, is this out at the farm?
No, it's not Shasta.
It's a business.
Oh, the business right down here.
This is all downtown walking, and it's at Yuba Street. It's on Yuba Street, but they're also open for trick or treating. So this is a great opportunity for you kids to dress up. And for those, I know my family, really, this last weekend, the kids were all in costume and they were having a great time. So this is a fun time to do it again. Thank you. Thank you, Rachel and Gabriel.
Where do you find more information? Is on your website?
ShastaCountyArtsCouncil.org.
There you go. Okay. When we come back, we're going to be talking Lake Shasta and more when we return.
And some history.
Very nice.
Thank you.
When you leave me,
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Rick Thomason. Southeast states are dealing with the devastating aftermath of hurricane-turned-tropical storm Helene. The death toll tops 90 across several states, and the destruction is massive, so much of it from historic flooding. And Tropical Storm Kirk has now formed out in the Atlantic. Forecasters expect that to become a powerful hurricane later in the week. Numbers released by Immigration and Customs Enforcement provide a shocking snapshot of the level of crime associated with illegal immigration. And Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez is urging that something be done about it.
ICE says as of July of this year, 662,566 illegal immigrants on its docket of those who are not detained have a criminal history. The numbers cover decades, and many of those not in federal custody may be held in state prisons for crimes including murder and other serious offenses. Gonzalez calls the data beyond disturbing and says the report should serve as a wake-up call to the Biden-Harris administration. He also vows to make sure ICE has the resources it needs to deport non-citizens with a criminal record. Bob Agner reporting.
The man accused of trying to assassinate former President Trump on a Trump golf course in Florida is facing arraignment today.
58-year-old Ryan Ruth was arrested earlier this month after a Secret Service agent spotted him hiding in the bushes with a rifle at Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. The man was seen before he was able to fire off any shots, but he did escape the scene. He was later apprehended by local police due to a bystander getting a picture of his license tag before he got away. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Some 45,000 longshoremen threatening to strike beginning tomorrow, shuttering three dozen ports from Maine to Texas. On Wall Street, the Dow down 51 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ashley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Large swaths of Nepal have been swamped by flooding rains.
The number of people killed by flooding and landslides triggered by heavy rainfall over the weekend in Nepal reached over 190, while recovery and rescue work stepped up on Monday. Many of the deaths are in the capital Kathmandu, which got heavy rainfall, and much of the southern part of the city is flooded. Police said in a statement that over 30 people were still reported missing and nearly 100 injured across the Himalayan nation. Kathmandu has remained cut off all weekend as the three three highways out of the city were blocked by landslides. The nation's home minister has announced temporary shelters will be built for people who lost their homes and help made available for the families of those killed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A powerful typhoon has been lashing the northernmost islands of the Philippines, where officials are warning of potentially very destructive damage to coastal villages. Authorities have been evacuating entire villages as the storm rages. News and analysis, townhall.com. Amid the misery, the death, and horrors of war, an attempt to ease the terrible burden on some of the war's youngest, most vulnerable victims in Ukraine.
2 months after Russia bombed Ukraine's largest children's hospital, some of the young cancer patients are having their spirits boosted by some clowns. An initiative called the Bureau of Smiles and Support is in full swing, cheering up the kiddos who survived the bombing and then returned to continue their cancer treatment. The volunteer clowns say while the kids may be in a lot of pain sometimes, there is nothing as warm as watching a frightened and sick little kid light up with a smile, maybe even giggle at a silly joke or a funny face. Jason Walker reporting.
Legendary singer, songwriter, and actor Kris Kristofferson has died. His family says he died over the weekend at his home on Maui. Kris Kristofferson was 88 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Botts. Streaming live at KCNR 1460.com. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. I guess it's a good thing I have it written down.
Do you have your head in the game?
No. It's, it's in the game. It's always in the game.
All right.
Some games more. Today, the last day of September, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's at the helm. We've been playing, Kris Kristofferson music because he passed away Saturday, but also Dame Maggie Smith. Also died at age 89.
Amazing.
She was quite the actress.
She's dame, she had to be knighted.
Yeah.
Or damed by the queen.
She's won multiple Oscars. And didn't you say, Christina, she was in Harry Potter?
Of course she was. She was the main witch there.
Yes.
And then she's also
Downton Abbey.
I feel like she impacted on every children and every kid who was raising in those time in 2000s, you know, who was watching and reading Harry Potter's and waiting for like every each new film and movie to go out because she was having this like grandma vibe kind of.
Yes. She was grand by for sure. Okay, so rest in peace,
Maggie Smith.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to give you a quick update with the weather today. Looks like we've got sunny and hot with the temperature reaching in the north state around 97, overnight lows of around 70, and Tuesday's calling for 101 hot days, actually with the National Weather Service giving us the Reading forecast. Looks like we've got Wednesday at 100, Thursday at 97, and Friday at 95 with clear, beautiful skies. That's the weather. Saturday's 93 and Sunday's 94. So beautiful, beautiful temperature. Great days to be outside and enjoy what we have left of this beautiful fall weather. And our every time we do read the weather on the hourly time here on KCNR, it is brought to you by our friends in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane. Bringing us the weather at 365-3793 for all your propane needs, a veteran-owned company where they do always give veteran and senior discounts.
And speaking of that, last week Linda went out on Lake Shasta and went out Tuesday and
Holiday
Wednesday.
Harbor.
And then I joined her on Thursday, and we always get our houseboats and any of our watercraft out there from Holiday Harbor. And we had just a wonderful time. And the lake, there was very few people on the lake. The lake was just smooth. It was beautiful out there. And
temperatures around 78, so it was definitely swimming weather, and
yeah,
we could float
water.
And just enjoy. Yeah. And it was a time that I go with a couple of my friends. One of them had a very milestone birthday, and you know, we love going out because the staff, they don't make us feel like dummies. They'll take us out and dock us and with us right now is somebody who I kind of consider one of my heroes. Because he's so kind and generous, and that's Kevin Kelly, who is, well, what is your title exactly?
Good morning. Yeah, thank you for having me.
From Holiday Harbor,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah,
thank you
so much. I enjoy doing this. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy you both. You do a lot for the community. But
well, so do you. Yeah. And thank you for your donation last year for Chicks and Chaps. We attend a lot of fundraisers. We're emceeing or what it is, and we see Holiday Harbor giving away 3-4 night trips, and that's just thank you for that, because that raises money for our community, which is what
and a good
we
cause.
Live here.
Yeah, raise money for a good cause.
Now,
so tell us your title again, if you don't mind. I just wanted to finish. What you've been with Holiday Harbor how many years?
I started Holiday Harbor in 1977. I was just in high school, so yeah. I've been there quite a while, and I'm the manager there at Holiday Harbor.
So you know every...
That's over 40 years.
Yeah, you know everything.
You're closing in to 50 years here, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Holiday Harbor is privately owned.
Yes, it is, yeah.
And I'm not sure. I guess it's a family or...
Yeah, the Berry family.
The Berry family. And they've been... How long have they been there?
Steve bought it in 1982.
Okay.
Or in 1981, sorry. Yeah.
But somebody had it before them.
Yeah.
Was that but has Holiday Harbor been there a long time?
I mean, to my knowledge, Holiday Harbor was established in 1966.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I was just going to say, imagine what it takes today. It would be like what it would cost. But to implement putting in a harbor... And all of whatever, what are the dock to have that? Well, we don't understand that. Is how you lower the dock and you figure out, you know, scientifically what where the water's going to be and how to lower it and raise it and bring it and take. I know for you it's like doing surgery, so it's not a big deal. You've been doing it forever, but that's fascinating to me.
There's a certain amount of thought process that goes out, especially in April when the Bureau of Reclamation comes out with their numbers that are projected for the max drawdown November 1st. So we kind of go and gauge where we're going to be and where we're going to position in, you know, drought years is basically when this happens. During the normal year where we get normal rainfall, 66, 67 inches of rain each year, it's a cakewalk. Because we just sit in our marina, we just go up and down with the water.
Well, this year, we were out there, the lake's not down. It doesn't seem like it's down that
much.
It's
normal. It's normal
for this
time. It's normal
for this time of year. Yeah. And so it's not like, gosh, what year was that? There was still lots of water, but it didn't look like
it. It was down so...
Yeah, 2021, we got down about 187 feet down.
Gosh.
And that's a logistical nightmare sometimes.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, when you have to, you know, people are coming out to use the boats, and you have to have your walkway set, and, you know, the topography is real steep, and so it takes a certain amount of organizing and planning to get docks in place and have people walk on them safely.
Yeah, and then people trying to launch their boats down there.
Yeah.
And it's a and then when you'd be driving out there toward Lakehead, and it's just dry, totally dry under there.
Yeah.
And no matter how many times you tell people, there's still 400 feet of water in this lake.
Yeah.
And, you know,
quite a bit of water.
Yeah, but people don't notice that. But then it'll take years, and then, as we've seen, it takes like one good year.
Yeah, 3 months later, it's full.
It's full again.
Yeah.
Does the how long are y'all going to be open till when?
We stop renting the October 31st.
Okay.
Yeah.
And right now, you've got off-season rates.
Yeah.
And then plus 15% off.
Yeah. Yep.
And the reason I bring it up, my friends, is this. What a great way to spend a weekend out there is on the lake.
It was absolutely gorgeous this last weekend. And this week is going to be even more beautiful.
Yeah.
And like you say, there's hardly anybody out in the lake, so you come out, you got the lake to yourself.
Yeah.
The fishing is phenomenal.
Yeah, I was talking to some of the fishermen coming in there. They were just hammering it out there.
Yep.
So
you guys have a special rate going
on right now.
I just
talked about that.
But, I mean, even 15% on top of that. You talk about that even. Yes. Okay. I mean, I left the room for a second. So anyway, so you're actually till October 31st.
Yeah, we're still open. You know, you call us, we'll answer the phone. But we just stopped renting after, you know, the first of November, and because the weather's so unpredictable and things like that. So.
Heck, we could have 80-degree weather going through November here. But I'm hoping that it just stays in the 80s and 90s, sun shining.
Yeah.
Yeah. And jumping into the water when it's 78 degrees is still jumping into the water. And then the first instant you're thinking, maybe I should have rethought that. But within a couple of, within a minute,
wonderful,
you're up there laying on your floaties.
Yeah.
We're here with Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor. We're going to talk more about the lake and his experiences with the lake and the things that he sees happening out there. And everybody's questions about how much water's going out, how much they're keeping in. Well, I tell you what, Kevin is like at his ear right to that because it impacts directly on all the operators out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank, 4 branches, one in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 down in Anderson. Local board of directors, they've won awards for being one of the best small banks in the nation. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. We're real happy with them. For more information, go to bankcornerstone.com or just stop in one of the branches. People are real friendly there. It's kind of like the Cheers of banking. We'll be right back with Kevin Kelly and Holiday Harbor.
And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across the river.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As your current supervisor, I know that love for our county is simply not enough. With my experience, integrity, and commitment to our community, I will continue to move forward with common sense and fiscally conservative values. I am excited to be working in my next term with 2 new board members so we can reset the board with the county's real issues. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station and other proud sponsors.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're playing Kris Kristofferson music today. He passed away Saturday at age 88. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. That's right. He's been doing it for close to 30 years, and he is truly from the old school. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 24 inches in length. For a free inspection and analysis, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And speaking of another local business, we're here with Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor. And we just spent 3-4 days out there. And I can't say enough about the lake this time of the year, because I've been out there before, and when you're out on the lake, you're kind of like your head's on a swivel because there's so many boats going back and forth.
Yeah.
And this time it was kind of like, oh, yeah, there's like 3 or 4 boats out here, but everybody was pretty well spread out. And
we tucked away.
And we were tucked away in a cove where the wind wasn't blowing, if there was wind. And Buford had a chance to run and chase squirrels.
Right. There was a map in above the bedroom, and you can see that map that's on if you go to lakeshasta.com, which is, you know, where you'll find out the rates and the boats, see the boats, the different boats for Holiday Harbor. And there's this map that is pretty amazing when you think of how big Lake Shasta and all the little fingers off of Lake Shasta, and it's hard for us to believe how many miles of shoreline.
Yeah, it's an incredible lake. It's 365 miles of shoreline when it's full.
That's like from Sacramento to L.A.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Now that you think about it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of water.
It's a lot of water, we've taken a jet ski out before. We talked about what it costs with insurance and everything, that the jet skis are just kind of, but you have boats. So you could literally, if you have a houseboat, you can tow a boat behind it and go, if you wanted to take off and do like see the shoreline, you could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, and a lot of people do that. They'll go out and they'll park the houseboat and then they'll use their ski boat to go out and go wakeboarding or,
right,
you know, tubing or anything like,
right,
that, or just explore up one of the arms.
Okay, so at Holiday Harbor, this is something that, because, you know, we're a business owner, too, and we think about the minute details that become kind of big details. Like, when you rent a house, each little houseboat is like 2 bathrooms, you've got a sink, you've got showers, you've got a microwave, you've got a trash compactor. And you think about, you know, what it is to keep the propane full and when stuff breaks.
Yeah, it's a mini house or, you know, mini RV on water.
Right.
So it's got the full amenities of a home.
And so I know you've been doing it for a long time, and so I called you like you're the surgeon that thinks, well, it's no big deal. But when I was thinking about just blinds, you got blinds and shades so somebody can have complete privacy and dark if they needed that. But, I mean, where does all – how many people does Holiday Harbor employ?
During the summertime, we have about 60 to 65. During the wintertime, we cut it down to about 20. So, you know, just because our payroll is one of the things that you can control. So we do everything in-house. So we keep our money local, like the blinds. We get them from Budget Blinds. So, you know, we don't order them online from Sacramento.
That's great.
Or whatever.
I like to hear that.
So, yeah, we keep all our money local. We buy all of our appliances, you know, at Carmona's. Or,
that's fabulous.
So we try to stay local. We keep it local. And we have staff that replaces microwaves or pumps or faucets or, you know, so we do everything in-house. We don't call plumbers. We don't, you know.
That's so great. Yeah. Because you have that big, I don't know if that's where you fix the stuff up on the hill, like where you check in. Then you have a wonderful boutique there. So let's not forget about
store.
A store where you can go and get everything you could possibly want to get on a boat. Let's just say I'm traveling. I don't have a fishing pole. I don't have the sunblock. I don't have the shoes or the hats. It's all there.
Yes. Yeah. It's all there.
And food and ice.
In fact, I saw somebody buying a whole bunch of fishing equipment.
Yeah.
They were there that day we were there.
Yeah. And we use a local guy. He comes in. He stocks our fishing shelves and stuff like that.
That's so fantastic. Yeah. I didn't know that till now.
Yeah.
That just makes my heart sing.
Yeah.
You're that type of guy, though. You know what it is. Keep it local.
Yeah. You know, you return your money back to the community,
right.
And the community will hopefully come and support you. That's what we believe. That's what Steve, our owner, instilled in me. Try to keep your employees employed, you know.
And he was a veteran.
Yeah, yep. Vietnam War, yeah.
You've had employees there for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. Our office staff is, you know, amazing. Lisa and Faye and the gals down there. They've been there over 30-plus years. I forget how long they've been there. But we have a lot of employees that have devoted their lives to Holiday Harbor. And, you know, we try to repay them back by, you know, showing our appreciation. And so they're great to work with. So they keep me on task. You know, keep it straightened out.
You know, little perks, though, like being able probably to fish and
take a houseboat out.
Yeah.
Take the family out. And so our shout out to Randy, too, since we've been going out to Holiday Harbor. He's just a good guy.
Has he been there a long time?
Randy, yeah, he's been there quite a while.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Both him and his wife work there, and Dawn, she's the head of the housekeeping.
Oh, fantastic!
So, yeah.
And they do a beautiful job.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I said, I mean, you know, it's hard to find dirt behind the corner. Not that I was ever looking, but you know, and it's when you think about.
And the one thing we really liked was that you put bars across the screen doors.
The screen.
Because at least once during the 3 days or 4 days there, we're going to go through that screen door.
Yeah.
Linda still got. I still probably got a screen out there with the imprint of her face.
I did.
Yeah.
It's only because at that point the jet ski had become detached, and I was sitting there, and I saw the red jet ski leaving. So I was in a panic, and I ran through the screen door to jump in the water and get the jet ski. And so you were so. You know, it didn't rip anything, but it certainly came off the rack and maybe just, you know, but anyway, everybody's got their stories. And so we as you are, listening, our listeners, we encourage you that, you know, you want to do something, you take the family. It can just be like over a weekend.
For the day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Go for the day, take your family out. What a lovely experience. We did that with my folks once just for the day.
And did it with the kids too. And I call them party boats. They're your ones that got a bathroom on them, but they're, you know, you don't spend the night in them, but you can take them out.
Yeah, you can stay the night because they have pull out beds.
Well, that's true. You could. Yeah. You could do that.
And we have people do that all the time.
You could do that, and they're easier to get around, and you can.
You don't want to drink and drive, so if you're out there and you want to pop a beer and enjoy it, and not go for the big, big houseboat, but just do an overnighter, that's fabulous.
Yep.
Or even a couple nights.
We're here with Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor. When we come back, let's talk about the lake. and things that you think are going to be happening this year as far as from what you've heard from the water people out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. They were founded in 1960, and they've been there in that one location since 1966. That's a long time. And they've gone through a variety of owners, well, three owners that I know of, that they're all, it's locally owned. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And I've been getting my hair cut there for, since I've lived in Reading, 17 years now, going on 18. You never get a bad haircut there. I work on by calling them, and I can make an appointment, as you can, at 530-244-9478. Come on in. See what a good haircut's like. It's a cheerful place. They don't talk politics. They don't talk heavy stuff there. You're in there, and you're just, with Tim and Logan, and, just get a great haircut. Not only that, but it's man's last stronghold. It says it right on the window. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
I've been too long in the wind, too long in the rain, taking any comfort that I can. Looking back and longing,
fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids, presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24 inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15 gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
On now through September 30th.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help.
We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's going to be up 97 today and 70 at night. And it's going to hit 101 tomorrow. I actually thought we were out of the triple digits, but I was wrong. 101 tomorrow, 100 the next day. At least the evenings are cooling off to the 70s, so it gives us some respite there. And speaking of heat and somebody that knows something about Lake Shasta, we have Kevin Kelly with us, who's the manager, general manager, and been out at Holiday Harbor for since 1977. So,
1977.
Okay, you know, every year people wonder about how much is going to be taken out of the lake. So, what are you hearing, Kevin? I mean, you've probably got your ear right there.
Yeah, we typically have our meetings with the Bureau of Reclamation and the Forest Service and all the resort owners. And the numbers that the Bureau of Reclamation came out with was that would be down around 75, 76 feet by the 1st of November, which is a little, they take a little bit more water, and they said that they were going to take a little bit more water from Shasta versus Oroville, because last year they took more water from Oroville than they did from Shasta. And so we only ended up about 49 feet down by the 1st of November last year in 2023. So it's gonna be a little bit more water taken out, but, you know, for just that, you know, small distance shoreline, it's a minuscule amount of water that normally goes through Shasta Dam on an annual basis.
How much goes through?
The numbers from the Bureau of Reclamation is about 6.8 million acre feet annually going through the dam. Shasta is about 4.4 million acre feet of storage. So, you know, 1.25, 1.33 Lake Shastas go through that dam every year, annually.
Well, you know, an acre foot is the amount of water it takes to cover 1 acre, 1 foot deep.
Yep.
And if you think about that, and you said it was how much? 6 million?
6.8 million acre feet of water go through in a normal year. You know, drought conditions, obviously, they're going to release less water. But in a normal year, around 6.8 million acre feet of water.
Going out of Lake Shasta, down the river.
Down Sacramento River.
Down the Sacramento River. Are you hearing anything about, they keep talking about adding another 30 feet or 12 feet or 18 feet, whatever it is now, to the dam. Are you hearing anything about that? That one kind of was big for a few months, and I haven't heard anything in years.
We ask that question every year. Yeah. You know, what's the status on raising the dam 18 and a half feet? And their answer back is not with this administration currently.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that could change here in a month.
It could change.
It could change.
Yeah.
Who's pushing for that? Is there somebody that's pushing for that?
That's a great question. And it's, you know, my thought, you know, not getting political by any means. It wasn't about the water. I think it's about the land, the private owned land that's around Lake Shasta. The Bureau wants to reclaim that land.
Okay, and the way they do that is putting another 18 feet on the dam, and then that would take out what? What do you do then?
Well, I mean,
do they have to give you land in exchange for that?
No.
It's almost like eminent domain.
Yeah, and in a sense it is, but they've they kind of have a plan to where, okay, if they're going to raise it 18 and a half feet, who's going to be impacted? So they went around and they did like a two-year study of who's going to be impacted, what vegetation is going to be impacted, any, you know, endangered species that may be impacted, you know, the salamander, the whatever the case may be. And they did all this study, and it's all been done. It's been done for several years now. And so what they did, they went to the homeowners who have private land in and around that area, and for lack of a better term, they kind of gave them an offer, but the offer is based on 2008 prices,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, 2008, what happened? Housing market failed. So it's without saying too much,
yeah,
kind of puts a bad taste in your mouth.
So. Yeah, well. 18 feet then, let's just talk about Holiday Harbor. How would that impact on you?
It would impact us immensely. The building with our store, the cute little gift shop there, would be underwater.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that would have to leave.
We'd have to relocate that. We'd have to relocate our RV park, and a bunch of different things. So basically what you see now on land would have to disappear and relocate to another area.
Another area on the lake.
Totally. Another area either up the mountain or, you know, up.
What about Shasta Caverns? Because they're there right next to you.
Shasta Caverns will not be impacted.
But there are areas then would be is how they get people to it and all that.
That would have to change. Yeah. No doubt about it. You know, they would be loading out of their parking lot versus, you know, loading just down the way a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm not familiar with Shasta Caverns and how they would be impacted, but just looking at the topography and the way the area that they are in, I don't think it would be impacted.
This would this impact on every
marina?
Every marina.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder how long it would take them to build an 18-foot extension on the dam, raising that dam. That's got to take once you got the money and all that, I mean, it would still take a few years, but it still is something you got to keep your eye on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. They came out with this 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And they gave the timeline of, you know, how it's going to be done and built. And so they were saying, you know, 2015, which was, you know, almost a decade ago, they were going to put shovels in the ground and start, you know, doing all this. But it never came to fruition. So.
Well, if it's like the Sykes Reservoir, you got another 50 years. But then we thought that they weren't going to take down the dams up there on the
on the Klamath.
On the Klamath.
Yeah.
And they're down now.
Yeah. It's
and that's been a mess.
It is. I mean, it is what it is, and we can't control that.
We can only just go day to day.
Yeah, try to solve the problems that's ahead of us and go on with the next business day.
How's it changed since when you first got there 40 years ago? How's it changed the business?
Our business really hasn't changed. We still have boats come in and boats go out. That hasn't changed that much. What's changed is you saw, you know, grandpa and grandma bringing, you know, their grandson, granddaughter, and the family up. Now we have those grandsons and granddaughters mm-hmm. that are bringing their children up.
Right.
It's like, yeah, I used to do this when we were 10 years old. My grandpa used to bring me out here. We fished and played in the water. Now they're bringing their kids.
Right.
So
really things haven't really changed.
No.
Because it's a pretty basic business.
Yeah.
Get on the boat.
Get off the boat.
Get off the boat.
But
make
also,
sure the boat. But do you ever get much damage on your boats?
I'd be lying if I said no. we get damage. Yeah.
I know you can take insurance. Do people run into things out there
on the lake? All the time. Yeah. It's, we just, matter of fact, when you guys were out there, we had a houseboat get stuck on an island out there.
Oh boy.
They drove right over the island, got stuck. And so it's like,
don't expect that. Yeah.
Let's go pull them off the island.
Is that the one that was marked out in the middle of the lake?
Uh huh. And you saw the guy standing fishing.
Yes. You didn't see that. When we went out, there was a guy there was a little boat and there was a guy standing on that island fishing off of it. And I thought, what a great picture. And Kevin said on the way back, if the light's hitting it a certain way, because it was kind of awesome. It looked like he was standing in the middle of, he was standing in the middle of the lake.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't expect
that's the one they ran over. But that thing's marked.
Yeah, it is marked.
It's marked with a big white yeah. thing and here in the middle of the lake, and you can see it, and somebody, they just not paying attention.
Or they want to go take a look at that white thing in the water.
Yeah. What is that? Hey, by the way, as I go to your site, you have 27 shaded sites in the campground.
Uh-huh.
And the campground is gorgeous because it overlooks the marina. So, like, if you share the word, you know, you if somebody's coming and they have their RV, they can come and get a space with full hookup there. Yep. And they can eat it. The restaurant isn't open right now.
No, we couldn't find anybody to run it.
Okay. Yeah. But they can still get the boat, and they can, you know, it's always great to have access to all this stuff while you're camping, and it's pet friendly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, bring your dogs, and it's pet friendly. And our RV park is our little gem, because there's no other RV park on the lake. When the lake's full, you're literally 20 feet from the lake. And there's no other RV park that I know that has that capability. And we have 50 amp service, full service in the RV park. And it's our little gem that, you know, a lot of people say, wow, this is the first time I've been here. I never knew about you guys, you know. I've lived up in the area for 50 years.
Right.
So. Well, you know, having an RV park right there, having the houseboats right there, I mean, you can go there and spend a month.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we do have some folks that come up, and that's all they do is they stay there for the month and fish every day. You'll see them trolling up and down the McLeod, you know. They have a wonderful time.
We're here with Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor. We wanted to share because we had such a great time out there, and they're going to be renting boats to the end of October. It's the off-season rates plus 15% off. So you can get the family out there. It's going to be in the 90s this weekend. It's going to be 100 tomorrow. And if you're just not doing anything, it might be a good day to grab a party boat and just go out in the lake. All day.
Yeah, give us a shout. We're open.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Though they shared a common bed, there was precious little said in the moments that each set aside for sleeping. 'Cause his busy dreams were filled with the rooms he'd yet to build.
Vision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot tomorrow. O2 Staffing is going to join us, and we got a couple other surprises coming through. First Tuesday, the 1st of October is here, and it is crazy busy this weekend, and I just want to remind everybody the Stillwater Powwow starts this weekend. On Friday, the gates open at 4 p.m. and the grand entries at 7 p.m. If you have not seen the grand entry at the Stillwater Powwow, admission is free. It's going to be at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. There's plenty of parking. Come on down, and if you do nothing else, look at that grand entry. And then on Saturday, gates open at 9 a.m. The grand entry's at 1 p.m. and again at 7 p.m. And on Sunday, gates open at 9 and the grand entry at noon. It is well over 100 dancers coming in. They've got all types of booths with Native American arts and crafts. There's food vendors. Get your fried bread, get your taco, yeah, get it all there this weekend. And like I said, it's free and it starts Friday and the gates open at 4, grand entry at 7 p.m. It's Saturday and Sunday. And we're here with Kevin Kelly of Holiday Harbor, and I've been the general manager there for years. We just spent a wonderful 4 days out there on the boats, and, Kevin's got this knowledge of the lake. Maybe too much. You ever think that?
That's scary.
Did you ever think what you might do if you had not gotten into this?
No, I really haven't.
You've done this since you were in high school.
Yeah. My dad was a manager out there, and all of my brothers worked out there, and you know, when we got to that working age, it was okay. Time to get out of bed.
Yeah, so this is like in your skin and in your blood and in your family. That's amazing because you guys probably at Thanksgiving talk lake business. Well, you have 62 employees. Let's just say this. I want to refresh that if you don't mind. 62 employees that employ 62 local people, and in your store and in your services and in your appliances. If you don't fix it locally on the spot, you use local people. This is not, you're not calling up Amazon and having stuff, which is, I think people need to hear that.
Yeah, yeah. It's, and again, like I said, we try to keep everything local, and the folks that work for us have been there a long time. We try to treat them well. And to have something go down on a houseboat really impedes a customer's vacation. You can't have any downtime.
Right.
So we try to limit that as much as possible, where we have microwaves on the shelf or we have pumps on the shelf or, you know, things like that. And we have people that train that go in and swap those things out. And we try to make it real easy, for our service techs to change things out. We don't bolt it real down to where, mm-hmm. We're worried about somebody stealing it or something
right.
like that. You know, so it, because it takes just minutes to change things out.
Right.
Which doesn't really impede on the customer's vacation, and they can go on about their business and wakeboard and swim and tube and stuff.
So you do have what they call still a toy box or a place that you can rent.
Uh-huh. Or small boat rentals.
Yes, small boat rentals. And that, is that like also a popular thing that happens right now in the fall? Maybe people can't. They just, they've already used their vacation time, but they want to do something for a couple of days.
Yeah, not so much this time of year, but the summertime where it's, you know, crazy.
You hire a lot of teenagers.
Yeah,
we have a lot of high school kids or college kids.
Yeah, a lot of high school kids coming out, a lot of college kids. I mean, when I went to high school here, all of my buddies on the football team worked there. I mean, they still talk about it to this day.
It's, I love it.
Man, that was the best time. I really miss those times.
Oh,
I'm sure that y'all never took a boat out and partied now and then.
We used to go out skiing all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay,
yeah.
I have to ask this about Slaughter Island.
Slaughterhouse Island. Yeah.
Slaughterhouse Island. This every year gets in the news. One year it was just horrible out there. And it was so bad that the college or the university, Southern Oregon, I think, sent a crew down to help clean up.
Yeah.
And then there were letters written by, not by you guys, but by Forest Service to colleges or universities saying, hey, your guys are going to come up here. They better clean this place up.
Yeah, you know, and they were kind of really scrutinized the whole bit and said, and they sent people up to the college to say, we're not going to tolerate this anymore. You guys can't come down here and leave garbage all over the forest. You know, it needs to be cleaned up. And the last previous years, they've really done a great job.
That's so great. Yeah. Now, from what I understand too, you used to be able to, if you went to the island on that Monday, that you can pick up new igloo coolers, you could pick up propane barbecue sets, you could pick up almost anything.
Yeah, brand new tents, sleeping bags, you know.
Yeah.
They just leave it. It's like, what?
You know, on the 4th of July in San Diego, they have a big fireworks, you know, exhibit out there. And people are along the beach where I used to live.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd go for a run on the 5th. And I'd run down the beach. They already had the, you know, the front loaders moving. But I saw barbecues, propane barbecues just left there. Chairs, towels.
Yep.
I mean, I'm running along. I'm thinking, my gosh, you could get enough beach chairs here and stuff to last you for a decade.
Yeah.
Because people just, either because after the fireworks, they were, I thought you got the barbecue. You know, things like that. So that's kind of cleaned up then.
Yeah. Yeah. They really have scared them up there. And I think they probably threatened them as like, you know, they're not going to be able to graduate, you know.
Good for them.
Yeah. I don't know what
you
exactly
need to drive,
was said.
Drive some hard lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and then, you know, the sheriff is out there.
Your choice.
On
the
lake.
Choices you make the right
sheriff,
now affect your future.
The sheriff's out there on the lake too.
Yeah.
And that's all they're seeing is, you know, you want to drive that boat drunk? Fine, but we're going to arrest you.
Yeah.
So.
And we have folks out there too that kind of just monitor. And if there's too many people on that boat, you know, we'll yank that boat from them.
Uh-huh. Now you've got to be like 25 to rent a boat too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's our policy. You have to be, you know, just like renting a car. You have to be 25 years or older.
Yeah, well, they can always find a 25-year-old there. And since I've lived here, it seems like every year it's in the papers. Here they come, Slaughterhouse Island, and they raft up all the boats there next to each other. And so it's just one long 3-day party.
One big, huge party.
Well, hey.
We don't have to worry about that right now. Closing thoughts here.
Yeah.
Is that,
well,
you know.
No, but see, that's part of the lake mystique.
Right.
That we have one of the most beautiful lakes probably in the world here. You've got the caverns over there. You've got marinas like, you've got Holiday Harbor that rents you great boats. They take care of you. And like Linda said, they'll take you, y'all will take people out because you'll get people who just don't want to drive.
Yeah, they're fearful of it, and you know, we kind of ease them into the whole thing and drive them out. And hey, this is how you drive. This is how you stake off. This
you're
is
wonderful.
You know,
mm-hmm.
And if you don't feel comfortable, give us a ring up. We'll come out and get you.
But I will say that you know it can be daunting because it's a large motorized boat. But if I had to do it, I know I could do it because they teach you beforehand how to. you know, put it in neutral and what you would do, and you can back it up. As long as it wasn't a really super tight spot, you know, you can make it happen.
There you go.
Yeah, they give you great direction.
Kevin, thanks for spending this
time. Yeah, this is great. Thank the world of you.
You know, people, sometimes we forget just how great Lake Shasta is because it's here. It's like living in Arizona. In Sedona, or that name of that town, by the way, was Jerome.
Jerome.
And, or Flagstaff, and there you've got the Grand Canyon. And people,
right.
They don't go to it. Or they drive by it.
Just take it for granted.
Yeah. And we can't do that because you never know what the government's going to do next.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever they do. I never know. I don't even know what the city government's going to do next. And, so I can imagine the feds. With their rules.
Yeah. Well, surprisingly enough, the federal government and the Forest Service is really easy to work with.
Are they?
Yeah, they really are.
The FCC has been just a joy to work with, for the last 14 years. They've just been really, really nice.
And he's being sincere.
No, I'm being very sincere about that because never had a problem with them. Questions they answer, they've been very, very helpful. Now, to get into the RV park, if you want to get into the RV park for this year, it's too late.
Yeah, we close it down the 1st of November, October 31st.
Talking about reservations for the coming year.
Are you open now?
Yeah, we're open now.
Okay, so it's just there's certain times that they book 2 years out, I'm sure that really in some high months.
Yeah.
Summer months and kids are out. You want to RV, yes.
June, July, August, that the RV park is booked. It would be hard to get a site for, if you wanted to go 4th of July weekend for 2026. It would be, you have to make your reservations January 1st, 2025.
What's the phone number out there?
1-800-776-2628.
And it's lakeshasta.com.
Correct.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You bet. Hey, tomorrow, O2 Staffing and the Veterans Stand Down will join us tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day, and God bless America.
My ground won't be turned up.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.